American Broadcasting Company proudly presents Mr. Sidney Greenstreet as the fabulous Mr. Manchester. Dateline, Lipara, Saturday the 6th. This is my fourth dispatch from Lipara, a small island about 50 miles off the coast of Sicily in the Tyrrhenian Sea. Your correspondent, Scott O'Hara, has been here a week now, hoping to get the big story on Mr. Manchester, which I promised my readers back home. But to get this story is as easy as poking your fist through a keyhole. All I can tell you is that Mr. James Manchester is the big boss here. How he got to be the kingpin of Lipara, nobody knows. Or if they know, they won't talk. Who is Mr. Manchester? Take your choice. Some say he's a political exile. Others, that he's a retired businessman. Some will tell you he's an insurance agent, a smuggler, an army officer in the last war, a gambler, an importer. And I've heard him called a spy. Mr. Manchester is a fabulous mystery, all right. Yet I've heard him say,
I'm a very simple man. It's only that so many things happen to me.
Mr. Manchester. That is why I, as the magistrate of Lipara, have insisted that you meet with us this morning.
Quiet, gentlemen. Come to the point. I know I'm a busy man.
We demand that you send O'Hara away.
Demand, Venom?
It is dangerous to have an American newspaper correspondent roam around Lipara asking questions about us.
I agree that his prying makes us vulnerable, Venom.
Did you permit him to stay?
Uh-huh.
You've never permitted such a thing to happen before.
Never.
Why have you made an exception with O'Hara?
I have a reason.
I think I know your reason, Mr. Manchester.
I doubt it, then.
Donato!
What?
The fountain pen in your hand.
I am sorry if it annoys you, Mr. Manchester. I will put it away.
What annoys me, Donato, is to see your pen move quietly over a sheet of paper which you're trying to hide.
I was only, what do you call, doodling, Mr. Manchester.
Interesting pastime, Donato. Can I see it?
Just see it?
I can always tell what's in a man's mind by what he puts down on a piece of paper. Sebastian.
Yes, Mr. Manchester.
Bring me Donato's doodling.
Mr. Manchester, permit me.
Very interesting, Donato.
Mr. Manchester, I assure you that...
Clean, accurate, the words regular, the sentences grammatical.
These notes of our meeting, I did not intend them for anybody else except myself, Mr. Manchester.
Naturally, Donato, such a thought never occurred to me. Mind if I keep it?
What are you going to do with it?
Add it to my collection. You see, Donato, I've developed an interest in doodling, too.
All right, Mr. Manchester, you have had your little joke. Now let us get back to the business of O'Hara.
And I'll mend your speech a little, lest it mar your fortune.
Mr. Manchester.
I'm listening, Ricky.
Until O'Hara came to our island, we have all worked together in harm. You have given orders, and we have always followed them.
And now, Ricky?
Now I am afraid there will be trouble among us.
That is why you must not delay any longer, Mr. Manchester. It is urgent that you get rid of O'Hara immediately.
Donato, I am beginning to wonder if your anxiety to be rid of O'Hara is motivated by something else.
What is that?
Professional jealousy. Oh,
I have no reason to be jealous of O'Hara.
He's a very capable newspaper man, efficient, courageous. And even though I dislike his prying, I admire his talent.
Are you thinking of putting him in my place, Mr. Manchester?
Well, Donato, let us contemplate who would take your place if, say, you died suddenly.
Died suddenly?
In the dead vast middle of the night, as Shakespeare put it.
Now, I understand why you want to keep O'Hara here.
No, Donato, you misunderstand. You're stupid. Stupid as a turtle, all of you.
Oh, Mr. Manchester.
Sit down, Fenner. You're beginning to annoy me. How about O'Hara? You gentlemen contemplated the outcome if I sent him away?
Outcome?
Very serious one, Ricky. Have you forgotten that O'Hara is an American citizen?
He is also a newspaper man, Mr. Manchester.
And you cannot trust the newspaper man.
Are you speaking personally or professionally, Donato?
Donato is right. Newspaper men are inquisitive, especially foreign ones.
That, Fenno, is precisely the reason O'Hara wants to remain here. The people of the island and Mr. Manchester have interested in. He believes that here he will find the most important story he's ever written.
A story that will mean the end of us and our organization if it is published.
On the other hand, Fenno, contemplate what would happen if I forcibly ejected O'Hara. He's not an undesirable person and he works for a great American news syndicate.
What is the name of it, Mr. Manchester?
The Universal News Bureau.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is one of the biggest syndicates in the world.
Mr. Manchester, tell us what would happen if you forced O'Hara to leave.
Nothing very much, Ricky. We'd only find ourselves involved with the United States government, that's all.
Well, Bob.
His expulsion would arouse suspicion, even worldwide publicity. Questions would be asked. Do we want the eyes of the world on the para this time, gentlemen?
Then we must find another way, Mr. Manchester.
Gentlemen, permit me to explain what is a fundamental contradiction in human nature. Hold a man a prisoner and he will fight to free himself. On the other hand, insist that he get out and he'll become suspicious and fight to stay.
You are right, Mr. Manchester.
When it comes to explaining human nature, Ricky, I'm infallible.
What are we to do with O'Hara, then?
Permit him to remain here. Let him believe he is free to move about and ask all the questions he wants. Assure him that our telegraph facilities are at his disposal, that he's free to send his dispatches and stories to his newspaper in New York.
You let him do that?
Precisely, Fennel.
But if O'Hara has contact with the outside world...
Only I have contact with the outside world, Nato.
But you just said that...
I was about to say that I've taken care of O'Hara.
Then he suspects nothing?
We're above suspicion. And he doesn't know that his plane, which he believes to be wrecked, is being repaired.
Where is it now, Mr. Manchester?
It's stored safely in my hangar, Donato.
So nobody except ourselves knows that O'Hara is on our island.
Well, Fenno, our friend has mysteriously vanished.
Or he's dead.
Precisely.
You are a very clever man, Mr. Manchester.
Thank you, Fernand. I began to believe you didn't think so anymore. Any other questions?
No questions.
That'll be all, gentlemen. Now get back to your work. Taking up 10 minutes of my time.
Thousand men, women, and children who live on the island of Lipara seem well-fed, happy, and prosperous. Yet there is an aura of mystery about each and every one of them. This mystery is still intangible and elusive like fog. But like fog, it is real and important. Who are these people? Where do they come from? Half of them never want to leave Lipara, and the other half would like to, but can't.
Stories are very interesting, Signor O'Hara. I'm beginning to learn a lot of what is going on our island.
Wait till you read my big story.
Is there a big story about Lipara, Signor?
You know there is, don't you?
No, I don't. But when you get your big story, Signor, will you be returning to America?
I don't know. I'm beginning to like it here.
What?
There's a lot that interests me.
What? For instance?
A beautiful girl like you, for instance.
Thank you, Signor.
You know, I've been here half a dozen times and I still don't know your name.
You never asked me. I'm Maria. Maria Ricci.
Ricci?
Hmm?
Are you related to the police chief?
He's my father.
What are you doing tonight, Maria?
Tonight, I must stay here at the telegraph office. But tomorrow night I will be leaving early.
Okay, Doc.
Well, is that English?
It's a date. Look, we'll have dinner together, take in the casino, and then go dancing. How about it, Maria?
It's a date, Signor O'Hara.
Never mind the Signor O'Hara. You call me Scott.
Ah, Signor O'Hara, we meet again.
Hello, Ricky.
Hiya, Donato.
Glad to see you, Signor.
Permit me to introduce you to Signor Fenno, our magistrate. This is Scott O'Hara, Fenno.
Everybody on the island is talking about you, Signor O'Hara.
I wish they'd start talking to me.
What exactly are you looking for, Signor O'Hara?
Facts. Mr. Manchester told me to go right ahead and dig up whatever I like. In fact, he even promised to cooperate with me.
Cooperate with you?
100%, Donato. So, what do you say, boys? I'll even get your name in my paper.
Well, if I find anything of interest, Signor, I'll let you know. Now you must excuse me. I have a little story to write.
Oh, wait, I'll walk with you, Donato. So long, Ricky.
Be careful, Signor O'Hara.
Nothing can hurt me, Ricky. I have an angel in my pocket. I'll be seeing you, Maria.
Okay, dog, Scott.
Maria, who did O'Hara send a telegram to this time?
Robert Ferguson, New York.
Ah, yes. They always go to Signor Ferguson.
Who is Ferguson?
He is the managing editor of the Universal News Bureau. Maria, give me O'Hara's telegram.
His dispatches about Lipara are getting longer and longer.
But you are intercepting them.
Yes, and sending them to Mr. Manchester.
Correct.
All right, Ricky. Put the telegram in your pocket and let us go.
Yeah. Goodbye, Maria.
Goodbye, Father.
Ricky, I do not trust Mr. Manchester.
You have always distrusted him, Fenno.
Now more than ever.
Why?
O'Hara is working secretly for him.
For what reason?
To get rid of us.
Mr. Manchester is not afraid of us, Fenno.
Perhaps not of you or me or even the others, Ricky. But there is one man in our organization he does fear.
Huh?
Donato. He means to do away with Donato. That is why he brought O'Hara here. But Donato is one of us, Ricky. We must let nothing happen to him.
How can we prevent it?
By acting quickly. Find Donato, Sebastian, and the others, and have them meet me at my office immediately. Mr. Manchester must not know about it.
What are we meeting for, Fenno?
To decide what to do with O'Hara.
Donato speaking.
I want to see you, Donato. Alone.
Is there something wrong, Mr. Manchester?
There's a few questions I want to ask you.
Questions?
Pertaining to your future, Donato.
Oh.
Should I send someone for you?
No. I will come alone, Mr. Manchester.
I'll be waiting.
We've been waiting more than 3 hours already.
Sit down, Sebastian. Inez never missed a meeting yet.
What do you plan to do with O'Hara, Fenno?
Donato and I have worked out a plan together.
A plan?
It involves some danger, but the rewards are worth the risk. Answer the phone, Sebastian.
Maybe we fail, Fenno.
We can't fail. Donato has discovered some very valuable information about Mr. Manchester. Once I have this information, Mr. Manchester will be taking orders from me.
Fenno, what has Donato found out about Mr. Manchester?
Even I don't know it. But Donato will tell us when he gets here.
Yes. For you, Ricky.
Huh? You can use this extension phone. Here.
Yeah. Ricky speaking. Yes? What? When? I will come right over. That was Donato's wife.
What did she want?
Donato is gone.
Gone?
He vanished this afternoon.
Donato is either Manchester's prisoner or...
Or what?
He's been murdered.
Murdered?
We have no time to lose, Sebastian. One of us must get to O'Hara.
Then you plan to kill him?
Did you ever hear of a dead man asking questions, Ricky?
Come in.
Senor O'Hara.
At your service.
My name is Sebastian.
That's a pretty name, Sebastian.
You must come along with me, senor.
Where are we going?
You will soon find out, senor.
Sorry, Sebastian, but I heard that one before. Last week, I took a walk with a guy named Batista, and I almost ended with my throat cut.
I haven't much time, senor.
Well, you'd better run along without me, Sebastian.
Senor.
What? Oh. Oh, I see your point, Sebastian.
A very sharp point, senor.
Okay. I'll get my coat.
I'll take it, senor.
Okay, Sebastian, but it won't fit you. I'm a much bigger boy.
Don't move, senor. Now, give to me.
If you're looking for a gun, Mr. Manchester forgot to give me a permit.
This penknife, senor.
I use it to clean my fingernails.
I will keep for you. Come, let us go.
After you, Sebastian.
After you, senor.
See. You can quit jabbing your knife in my back, Sebastian. I won't run away. We walked out of the hotel together. Sebastian held onto my arm as though we were afraid I'd slip and hurt myself. When we reached the street, a car was waiting for us. Three men sat in it, two in back, one in front. I took one look at their faces, and I knew what a kid must feel like when he wakes up screaming from a nightmare. Sebastian opened the door for me. I stepped inside, squeezed in between them, and we drove away. Pockets were bulging, and it wasn't with candy bars. I remembered my etiquette and began talking about the weather, but they just stared at me, their lips stitched together as if by an invisible thread. I felt it would take a razor blade to open them. But Sebastian opened his mouth long enough to say,
"Comfortable, senor."
Yeah, sure. Like a seagull in a chicken coop.
It won't be long now, senor.
Where are we going?
You ask too many questions, Senor O'Hara.
That was as much as I could get out of Sebastian. He tumbled into silence like a drunk in the bed. What he wouldn't tell me began worrying me. I have been asking too many questions, and I was in trouble. Sebastian and his stony-faced sidekicks weren't taking me for a ride to look at the mountain scenery. We've been freewheeling around hairpin curves, and we're up about 2,000 feet now and couldn't climb much higher. But it was coming down that worried me. After all, it doesn't take a 180-pound man very long to reach the bottom when four guys shove him from behind.
Step out, senor.
We stopped in front of a medieval castle. It was dark and eerie. From where I stood, it looked like a 16th-century Alcatraz. Far below lay the glistening sea. A few white boats tied up at dock bounced like marshmallows in a pot of water.
Follow me, senor.
We started walking toward an iron gate. Suddenly, a couple of apes limbering up with Tommy guns popped out from behind some trees and waved us to stop. It even took Sebastian a couple of seconds to get the shimmy out of his voice.
This is Senor O'Hara, boys.
They stared at me with eyes as hard and sharp as steel spikes, then motioned us through the iron gate without a word.
This way, senor.
Nice place for a murder, Sebastian. Sebastian, you know it's very serious to abduct an American citizen in a foreign country and do away with him.
I did not abduct you, senor.
I invited you.
Is this where I'm going?
Yes. Inside the castle.
You mean the dungeon, don't you? What's the matter, Sebastian? Did you forget your key?
The door unlocks by electricity.
We waited about a minute. Then a side of the wall opened, and we stepped inside. It was like finding myself in Grand Central Station with no exits. I followed Sebastian to an elevator. By this time, I wasn't surprised at anything. How far up do we go?
To the top.
How high is the top?
Very high.
Yeah, so's the Empire State Building, very high.
Higher than we are now, senor?
Oh, maybe a couple of feet, Sebastian. But the drop is the same.
This is where we get out.
What happens now, Sebastian?
Follow me.
Do they torture you first, or will I be put out of my misery right away?
In there, senor.
Aren't you coming with me?
No.
Why? Can't you stand the sight of blood?
I wait outside, senor.
Well, so long, Sebastian. It was nice knowing you. Found myself in a high vaulted stadium with a winding staircase leading up to an observation tower. The place was full of books and windows. I was alone, but not for long.
I'll be right with you, Herr.
I craned my neck. It was Mr. Manchester. At that height, he looked like the chandelier in the Phantom of the Opera. He started moving down the winding stairway. It was like an avalanche coming down on me. And 2 minutes later, Mr. Malton was standing by my side.
Glad you could come, O'Hara. Sit down.
Why didn't Sebastian tell me he was bringing me to see you?
Orders. Like a drink?
Yeah, sure. As soon as I can steady my hand enough to hold it.
My boy's frightened you.
Well, the last time I was as frightened was when a Jap sniper in Guadalcanal missed me by an inch.
I told him to pick you up and bring you here before Fenno got you first.
Fenno?
Your life's in danger, O'Hara.
What have I done?
Been asking too many questions.
And Fenno doesn't like that?
Fenno, Donato, and also the others.
They can't kill a man for asking questions, can they?
They can, and they would have if I hadn't been warned.
Thanks, Mr. Manchester. That's the second time you've saved my life.
Save your gratitude, O'Hara. You're not out of danger yet.
But all I want is a story, Mr. Manchester. A story about you, the men who work for you, and...
That is what Fenner and the others don't want.
What are they afraid of, anyway?
Every man has a secret. He doesn't want known, O'Hara.
And that goes for you, too, doesn't it, Mr. Manchester?
I have my own reasons for keeping my activities concealed. I'd better warn you, O'Hara. Dangerous for any man to try and find out what they are.
Would you kill me too, Mr. Manchester?
Why not? I dare to all that may become a man who dares do more is none.
Okay, Mr. Macbeth. Do I get the dagger now or when I'm asleep?
It depends on yourself, O'Hara. In the meantime, you'll stay here with Sebastian. I'm sure you'll find your quarters comfortable.
How long do I stay here?
Till Donato is found.
And what happened to Donato?
Vanished.
Oh, I get it now. You believe I had something to do with his disappearance.
In a way, you did, O'Hara. Sebastian, come here.
I don't like Sebastian, Mr. Manchester.
He doesn't like you either, O'Hara. But if I let you go now, I'd find you dead by morning.
I tell you, he's very busy, Mr. Donato. He just returned to New York today.
Well, Mr. Ferguson, if your publisher is too busy to see me, I will take my story to another newspaper.
Just a Just a minute, Mr. Donato. I'll see what I can do. Miss Connors, give me the chief, will you please? Hello, chief? There's Ferguson. There's a Mr. Donato here in my office. He's just arrived from the Para. What? That's a small island somewhere in the Tyrrhenian Sea. It says he's got a sensational story.
You tell him it is about an international figure who lives there.
Oh, yes. It's about an international figure who lives there. No, he won't tell me who it is or what it's all about. He insists on talking to you personally. Okay. Chief will see you in his private office, Mr. Donato. It's upstairs.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. Your chief will not regret this meeting, I assure you. I am Mr. Donato. I have an appointment with the chief.
Oh, yes. Go right in, Mr. Donato.
Come in, Donato. I've been waiting for you.
Mr. Manchester!
Close the door, Donato.
Oh, what are you doing here?
You said you wanted to see the publisher. I'm the publisher.
You?
My interests extend all over the world, Donato. Sit down. You must be tired after such a long journey.
How did you get to New York?
Same way you did, Donato, by plane, only my plane. It's twice as fast as O'Hara's, which you stole from the hangar.
Who told you I was coming? Nobody knew it.
You told me, Donato. You asked too many questions at our meeting yesterday. Now, what's this story you want to tell me, and who is this international figure that lives in the park?
No. I will tell you nothing.
Donato!
No! You will never get me alive, Mr. Manchester!
Good Lord.
I heard a man scream. What happened?
Miss Connors, Mr. Donato had an unfortunate accident. Call the police.
Yes, sir.
As soon as they finish questioning me, I'll be going away for a little while. Evening, O'Hara. I see you're still alive.
Oh, hello, Mr. Manchester.
Did you find Sebastian pleasant company while I was gone?
I'd rather have a hangover on a rainy Sunday any day.
Wait outside, Sebastian.
Yes, Mr. Manchester.
Well, did you find Donato, Mr. Manchester?
This radio bulletin might interest you, O'Hara. I found it on my desk. Seems Donato flew to New York 2 days ago to see your publisher, and he accidentally fell out of the 30th floor window.
That's too bad. He was a good newspaper man.
Yes, I was very fond of Donato. I'm sorry to lose him.
Have you thought of putting somebody else in his place, Mr. Manchester?
Oh, I am contemplating a few prospects.
How about giving me his job? I'm sure I can do as well as Donato did.
I'm sure you can do even better. It's too bad I didn't know about it before.
You promised it to somebody else?
You see, O'Hara, I had a feeling you may not want to stay in the bar after what happened.
Because Fenno tried to kill me?
He might try again.
And that's why I'm staying. I'm going to find out why he wanted to kill me.
It may take a long time, O'Hara.
Why, Mr. Manchester? Did you get rid of him?
I wouldn't do that. He has a family to support.
Don't tell me you're letting him keep his job after he tried to double-cross you.
Well, you see, O'Hara, Fenn has been with me a long time. I've grown attached to him. He's a good magistrate, even if he's a little hot-headed. It'd be a pity to let him go because he made one bad mistake.
Mr. Manchester, you are a fabulous man.
Thank you, O'Hara. Now, before you see Maria Ricci tonight, will you do something for me?
How did you know I had a date with her tonight?
Sit down and write Donato's obituary.
I don't know very much about him.
I'll tell you what to write, O'Hara.
I'd give anything to know why Donato flew to New York to see my publisher.
Probably wanted your job.
The funny thing, Mr. Manchester, I've worked for the Universal News Bureau for more than 5 years.
Traveling around the world most of the time.
Yeah, but even so, I've never even met my own publisher. Wonder what he looks like.
Well, O'Hara, if Donato were alive, he'd tell you.
You've just heard an episode in the exciting new series, The Fabulous Mr. Manchester. Listen next week for another thrilling story of mystery, intrigue, and adventure, when we again present Mr. Sidney Greenstreet as the fabulous Mr. Manchester. Heard in tonight's cast were Howard Culver as Scott O'Hara and Jay Novello as Ricky, with Nestor Priva, Donald Morrison, Georgia Ellis, Jack Petruzzi, Gail Roberts, and David Ellis.